In today's world, the phrase tools of the trade often refers to intangible skills or abilities. It seems fewer and fewer jobs require specific tools. But for those that do, these tools can hold tremendous meaning and value. Take, for example, blacksmithing, a trade older even than our nation, whose tools have changed very little over the centuries. But today, more than ever, these tools have moved past their essential functions and become transformative, turning one object into another. In our latest It's a Material World segment, material culture contributor Jennifer Fields introduces us to blacksmith Aaron Howard. She describes his love for his craft and his tools.
You can't break anything in this shop. Only things can break you, so...
The man you hear muttering and clanking about is Aaron Howard. He's a blacksmith, and he's about to turn an ordinary railroad spike into a bottle opener. The roar you hear is his source of heat. It's called a forge, and it can reach temperatures over 2,000 degrees.
When the piece is about the color of the inside of the forge, that's the temperature I want to work at. You know, it steels real hard at room temperature, but if you kick it up 2,200 degrees, there's nothing you can't do in hot iron that you can't do in clay.
Once the spike reaches temperature and Howard strikes this railroad iron while it's hot, it will be changed forever.
So this is my power hammer, which I affectionately call Bertha. It's a 100-pound Bradley upright strap hammer. And you can see that it just really forged that railroad spike down quite a bit, how much I flattened that out in one heat. A heat is a session at the anvil or under the power hammer. As soon as I pull it out of the forge and start working it, that's a heat. So, you know, we try and do things in as few heats as possible. So, like, you know, by hand, this would have taken me maybe 3 heats. Under the power hammer, it takes me 1.
Blacksmithing is loud. I have to talk to Howard while the iron heats up for another round.
To get going in blacksmithing, all you need is something to heat with, something to hit with, and something to hit on. And then you can make everything from there. You can make all the tongs, hammers. You know, I make everything but my anvils. You know, I make my own hammers, my own stakes, my own tongs. You know, everything you see on that table is all tools that I've made. And that's one of the things I love about smithing, I guess, is the simplicity of the tools and what you can do with them. I mean, since the Bronze Age became the Iron Age, blacksmithing at its core hasn't changed. You know, if a blacksmith from 300 years ago walked in my door, he would immediately recognize the tools on this end of the shop. Nothing's changed there. And, this is probably the key instrument in this shop is my hammer. You know, I couldn't imagine... I could improvise an anvil, and I could improvise a heat space, but I need a hammer to forge things. My cute little first hammer. You can see this is just maybe a pound, and a little Aaron swinging this when I was, you know, 12, 13 years old. This is the hammer right here, and I still got it. I'll probably be buried with it. I'm in no rush.
It's round 3. Howard is winded, but nowhere near throwing in the towel. With each blow, the red-hot iron moves in waves away from the hammer. Kind of like dropping a stone into water, but slower.
That's my favorite part, is watching the metal move and having the control to move it. You know, I decide to hit it here and I watch the metal move. You know, and that's amazing. I never tire of that. It's amazing. And then that aha moment when all that beating... All of a sudden, it just becomes something. It becomes a flower. It becomes a scroll. It becomes, you know, some other decorative element. But there's this, you go through all these steps, and you're just thinking, how could it ever get here? And then it just, this aha moment happens. And it's just amazing to watch the piece just kind of, like you hit it, and it's done. There it is. You know, that last hammer blow. So the true fun is really right now. When I'm here, this is my happiest place. When I'm standing here between my two anvils in front of my forge, it's when life generally goes pretty good. And even when I'm having a bad day, I can grab a hammer and a hot piece of iron, and I can beat the hell out of something until it's pretty. You know, and that I love that.
With the last blow of his hammer, Howard finishes transforming, the once rusty railroad tie into a bottle opener.
Red hot piece of steel, stick it in the quench tank.
He drops the red hot metal into a large bucket of water, and within seconds, what was once over 2,000 degrees is cool enough to hold in his bare hand.
Lake Effect Material Culture contributor Jennifer Fields introduced us to Wisconsin blacksmith Aaron Howard. Fields is a material culture student at UW-Madison, and she produces and curates the series It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection and stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Art plus politics plus love adds up to a funny new play at In Tandem Theater. We'll hear more in a moment on Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.